Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Sean Thompson, an education technology specialist at an international school in Tokyo. He travels extensively speaking, presenting, and leading discussions regarding the effective integration of technology in an educational setting. He is also the author of the number one best-selling book, Creativity is Everything, Rethinking Technology, Schools, and Humanity. Should be interesting. And Mr. Thompson, thanks for joining us from Japan here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's quite a thrill, I can tell you, staying up late here on a Thursday night in Tokyo.
And definitely thank you for hanging around long enough so that we could get you on. Thanks so much for that and going the extra mile for us. Now, to kick things off here today, why is creativity necessary for human survival? Why it snowballs and why innovation is so contagious?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. And clearly I've put a lot of time in thinking about that, writing this book as I have. At this time, especially, we're all sort of dissatisfied with the way things are going. We're all, you know, stuck in our homes and not able to get out and do the things we're normally accustomed to doing. And that's where creativity can really come in and help people, I think. Creativity, to me, is really like the one thing we cannot truly do without in order to have satisfaction in our lives. And that's what we all really want, isn't it? Now, creativity, it's bigger than that. It leads to innovation. It helps to improve the conditions of our lives. I mean, this is like right from the wheel to the internet, right? And it's where we derive our greatest satisfaction from being alive. In the book, I talk about a lot different thoughts from different thought leaders across the ages and from across disciplines. Things like, Steve Jobs famously said that creativity was just connecting things. That when creative people were asked how they did something, they sort of felt a little guilty. They just saw it. It seemed obvious to them after a while. And that's really how it snowballs for me. It's part of our natural process of living. We always build on the ideas of others, and the more able we are to stand back and look at what we've done and say, wow, look, I had a part of that. That's really, to me, where I think we can all agree we get some of the most deepest feeling of satisfaction from.
Certainly insightful and informative to get things rolling here today. Now, tell us, why do you say that innovation, creativity, and technology are the natural order of things?
Well, I mean, it's really right there in the question, I think. It's natural. Just as no one would argue that the earth doesn't grow people or an apple tree, grows apples, it's a natural outcome, so we don't argue with it. No one says there's anything wrong with something natural that's happening. And the technology, it comes from us. You know, it's part of this whole creativity thing. It's part of our natural flow, and as a result, it naturally follows kind of the same progression, right? It goes faster and faster. The more we can do, the more we're able to do, and the more we build on other people's ideas. I think just sort of running with the idea of natural, think back to like the earliest cave paintings, right? It's been argued by, smarter people than myself, and it's made sense to me that, like, from that point, and there are many points like it, I suppose, are sort of like our human growth has changed. We became less about sort of like physical evolution and more about kind of metaphorical, right? We became capable of abstraction, and that really drives our technology even further. And I think that's really the important thing to bear in mind. It's this capacity that we have for abstraction that enables us to be so creative and that enables our technology to keep moving forward so fast.
Now, in the regards to connectivity, Mr. Thompson, why is connectivity so important?
Well, I mean, today, we talk about we've had different, ages from agrarian to industrial and information ages, and I think it's pretty clear we're in an information age now. And connectivity is really a big part of that. With the advent of the digital age, we can now collaborate and we can share in real time with people all over the world. I mean, you and I right now are having a talk. I'm on one side of the world, you're on the other side of the world, and that's just a telephone, of course. But with the digital age, we can actually be working simultaneously on things together. You can have projects with people from anywhere at basically any time. But there's more to it than that. We have, even back in the 70s, Alvin Toffler was a futurist, wrote about future shock and other things about education, and he went on a little bit about obsolete, kind of like a word that he made up, basically just meaning that there is obsolete knowledge, and we're teaching more and more of it all the time, right? People nowadays talk about education. You know, we're preparing kids for jobs. We don't even know what they're going to be in the future. So how do we keep up with all of this? And then there's the idea of there's just so much information and it's washing over us all the time, and how do you keep up? Well, there's a guy who's came up with this sort of a learning theory for the digital age that puts my mind at ease. George Siemens came up with what he calls connectivism. And I'm just actually going to read a quote for you here, because this one really just puts it all into a nice, easy package to digest. He wrote that the connections that enable us to learn more are more important than our current state of knowing. So the ability for us to be connected is more important than what we actually know right now. And as we look to the future and we see things are moving faster and, you know, technology, as I already mentioned, the pace goes faster and faster and there's always something else we have to keep up with, this can really help us take a sort of a deep breath and go, okay, all right, I can live with that because I have the ability to learn what I need to learn when I'm going to need it. And this for me too. I mean, a pivotal experience for me was my discovery of connectivity and getting involved in becoming an educational technology coach and joining all sorts of different personal learning networks and, you know, third-party, what do you call them, certifications and qualifications. Like, you know, Apple has the Distinguished Educator and Google has Certified Educator. So there's all sorts of different ways of being connected to get that knowledge when you need it and also to be sort of like a source yourself. Even if you're curating something and sharing with other people, you get to be known as someone who's sort of in the loop, and then you can stay a little bit more connected and you can help other people stay on top of things.
And thanks for your input, for your expertise. Much appreciated today. We are with Sean Thompson coming to us from Japan this evening, the author of the number one best-selling book, Creativity is Everything, Rethinking Technology, Schools, and Humanity. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Sean, why is everything a remix, and is it okay to copy someone else's work? I can almost hear you now, but love to hear your thoughts on that question.
Yeah, thank you. That's actually one that's kind of dear to my own heart as a frustrated artist at heart. Outright copying, of course, and plagiarism is never something that anybody would counsel anyone to do, but I think if we step back at it, and as I touched on this a little bit earlier about borrowing and building on other people's ideas, I think I don't think we realize often when we look at that beautiful painting or that touching film, or you're on the internet, or you know, you're doing anything with technology. And remember, a pencil is technology. We don't understand that we're seeing ourselves in it. It's something that humans have developed, and it's part of this whole creativity thing. It's been built upon literally years and years and years of people sharing ideas and remixing and creating new things. So I'm not saying go out there and start putting your name on someone else's work, but I'm definitely saying take the inspiration and realize that all of the great things that have been based on a lot of people's input over generations. I mean, Henry Ford really got this. He said that he didn't make anything new. He just put together things that had been developed, built upon generations of other people, and that no one person is ever responsible for the greatest leaps forward.
Well stated there. I like that, and certainly inspiring as well. What are some easy ways to incorporate creativity into our lives today?
Well, there's nothing easy, but what I would say is, I'm a teacher, right? I'm trying to make this whole creativity movement. I want people to realize that when you say, oh, I'm not really a creative type, it's just not true. We've all got it in us. You may have lost it at some point along the way, but I want people to pick up whatever it is their passion is, brush it off, stretch it out, show it some love. So in order for people to get there, I would start with a cautionary tale maybe. For every decision you make or every action you take, there become innumerable potential outcomes from that. You know, it's like fractal theory. It spreads out and there are so many. But the scary thing is inaction is the same thing. For every action you don't take, you're going down another password that's leading to inaction. So even if you don't know how something's going to end, starting it is really, truly the thing. So pick it up. Get started with something. The days following any new beginning of something you've done, you're going to have ideas, new ideas. You're going to see things, and they're going to seem somehow connected and give you new ideas to work with and new directions to explore. It's exciting. Sorry, I get a little turned on with this sort of thing. But, yeah, creativity snowballs. It's like an avalanche. You're kicking snow over the side. You don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to keep moving, and it's going to gain momentum, right? So if you're really stuck, what I would say is, like, make composite work. I mean, I do this myself oftentimes. If I have to make, some sort of a piece of artwork or a poster or anything visual, I might go out and this is not just my process. A lot of, like, for real artists do this. Get a couple of three different pieces of work, see how it works together, mash it up, make it your own. And then you've made something that's come from you, and you're just going to keep getting better at it the more you do it. And for those people who say, I'm not sure I like that, I'd ask them, how do you think Michelangelo and Da Vinci got started? They had masters, and they were copying the master's work. So if it's good enough for them, I think it's probably good enough for us.
Well, Sean, awesome to have you with us. I love your take on creativity, and obviously you wrote the book Creativity is Everything. Where can listeners pick up the book and get more information and be in touch with you as well?
Well, thanks for asking. I would encourage people actually to go to creativityiseverything.net, and from there, if there's anything interesting about me, I hope you can find it there, including a link to catch the book. And eventually, an Enterprise Radio podcast that they can listen to as well.
And there you go, and really a pleasure to have had you on with us today as well, coming to us from Japan. Again, Mr. Thompson, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, actually, like from my side as well, I've appreciated having the chance to talk to you and share some ideas with you, with your listeners. So thanks again, and have a great evening.
And you as well, have a great evening, and go get some rest. We've been speaking with Mr. Sean Thompson, the author of the number one best-selling book, Creativity is Everything, Rethinking Technology, Schools, and Humanity. And for more information, simply visit creativityiseverything.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.